This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi and transferred 20,500 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country from Varanasi today. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. Talking about farmers, Prime Minister said that PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of government commitment towards farmers' welfare. He appealed to everyone to give priority to vocal for local and give priority to local products during the festive season. Prime Minister said that weather is always a challenge for farmers, and that's why 1.75 lakh crore rupees claim till date have been given to farmers under PM Fasal Bima Yojana.
Kisanon ke samne ek badi chunauti mausam ki hoti rahi hai. Kabhi jyada barish ho gayi, kabhi ola gir gaya, pala pad gaya. Kisanon ko isse suraksha dene ke liye PM Fasal Bima Yojana shuru hui. Is Bima Yojana ke tahat ab tak 2.25 lakh crore rupees से ज्यादा का क्लेम किसानों को दिया जा चुका है.
In a significant ruling, the Special Court for MPs, MLAs in Bengaluru sentenced former JDS MP Prajwal Revanna to life imprisonment till death in the rape case. The case involved an obscene video and a rape of a 47-year-old woman. Pronouncing the punishment, the Special Court Judge Santosh Gajanan Bhatt also imposed a fine of 10 lakh rupees on the convict. Prajwal Revanna, the grandson of former Prime Minister H.D. Devagoda, was convicted for repeated rape and abusing his position of power. The court also ordered a fine of 7 lakh rupees to be paid to the victim. The court delivered the verdict yesterday, while the quantum of sentence has been pronounced today. Prajwal Revanna is also facing 3 additional cases of a similar nature. India has received the final batch of 16 Airbus C-295 military transport aircraft, marking a significant upgrade to its defence capabilities. The handover took place today in Seville, Spain, with Indian Ambassador Dinesh K. Patnaik and senior Indian Air Force officials in attendance. The delivery came 2 months ahead of the schedule at Airbus Seville assembly line, as confirmed by the Embassy of India in Madrid on X. In October 2024, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and Narendra Modi launched the Tata aircraft complex in Vadodara, Gujarat, where 40 additional C-295s will be manufactured. A total of 56 aircraft will be delivered under the program. The Election Commission has doubled the remuneration for booth-level officers, BLOs, and enhanced the remuneration of BLO supervisors involved in the preparation and revision of electoral rolls. The poll body in a statement informed that as per the revised structure, the annual remuneration for BLOs has been doubled from 6,000 rupees to 12,000 rupees. Additionally, the incentive for BLOs for the revision of electoral rolls has been increased from 1,000 rupees to 2,000 rupees. BLO supervisors who play a crucial role in overseeing the electoral roll preparation process will now receive 18,000 rupees annually, up from 12,000 rupees. In Uttarakhand, a landslide occurred today at the dam site of Vishnugarh Pipalkoti Hydroelectric Project, constructed by Tihiri Hydro Development Corporation, THDC, at Helang in Chamoli district. District Magistrate Sandeep Tiwari said that no casualties have been reported at the project site. He said that 8 people injured in the incident are being treated in the hospital, out of which one seriously injured person has been referred to Medical College Srinagar. The district magistrate said that THDC has been instructed to start work after ensuring the safety of the workers.
कोई कैजुअलिटी की सूचना नहीं है. 8 लोग घायल हुए थे, जिनको टीएचडीसी परिसर पे ही फर्स्ट ट्रीटमेंट दिया गया है, और जिनको थोड़ी गंभीर चोटें थी उनको पीपलकोटी विवेकानंद हॉस्पिटल में लाया गया है. और टीएचडीसी को निर्देशित किया गया है कि साइट की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित होने के बाद ही वहां कार्य आरंभ किया जाए.
In cricket, India 229 for 4 in the second innings against host England today on day 3 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.